This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I want you to think for just a second here as we get going today about how much time you spend looking at labels. An informed consumer is a smart consumer, after all. And I mention that because the Associated Press reports today that the USDA, the Department of Agriculture, is going to start issuing its own certifications for foods that are GMO-free. Labels matter, right? Remember what the Energy Star sticker did for the appliance industry? But Marketplace's Ad Mallington reports the jury is still kind of out on how consumers might respond to GMO-free.
There are currently no government labels that certify food as GMO-free, nothing akin to the Department of Agriculture's certified organic label. But in a letter obtained by the AP, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack describes a plan to roll out a voluntary GMO-free label companies can pay to get. A government certification that could be a marketing advantage. The label was requested by a large food company.
The natural organic industry is exploding with growth, and the regular food industry is just struggling.
Brian Yarbrough is a consumer research analyst with Edward Jones.
If you're just a core center of the aisle, as I mentioned, a Kraft Food or a Kellogg, you can go back and look at the results. The growth is hard to come by.
Yarbrough says it's still too soon to tell if GMO-free will achieve the same market appeal that organic has, but consumer groups pushing for GMO disclosure aren't thrilled.
We think this is an outrageous move.
Catherine Paul is the associate director of the Organic Consumers Association. The group supports laws requiring companies to disclose GMO ingredients. Making it easier for consumers to find GMO-free food is a good thing, she says, but
not if it's going to cause the manufacturers of those products to have to charge consumers more because they had to pay for that certification.
Food companies oppose mandatory disclosure of GMOs, citing scientific consensus that GMO food is safe. The Department of Agriculture has not said when it will start issuing the labels. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.